cold one.
Welcome to the Saturday Alert podcast. It's going to be a podcast of the boys. We'll have a bunch of special guests on eventually. We'll be giving our hot takes on current events while also recapping our own lives of degeneracy. We got over here Dylan from Minnetonka. We got Cal from New Jersey. My name is Q. I'm from Hallock, Minnesota. We got Eli from Colorado. We got Caden from the cities, Minnesota. I think Maple Grove, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So, you guys want to say a little bit about yourself?
I don't actually, but you know, I've been talking about this for a couple days, and honestly, I'm stoked to do this because you know, I kind of like to party a little bit. You know, I get a little antsy, you know, just having a good time. So I'm pumped for this one.
Well, all I want to say is I like the night, and I like Saturday nights. That's all I have to say. See you tomorrow.
I mean, I don't really have much to say either. I'm excited for this. It's going to be fun. Drink some beer and just chill with the boys.
Retweet.
So, I think the first thing we want to talk about is last night, the boys decided they wanted to have a little get-together. Anything but cups. I'm sure you've all seen that on social media. You have to drink whatever you are out of, not cups. I think a great place would be to start. Who had the best container, I guess?
I like Deference.
What did he have again?
Because he was like, oh, because I invited him, and he was like, oh, it's a Sunday night. I'm not going to drink out of something weird. I'm just going to drink out of a can. And I was like, then don't come. If you come, I'm giving you a bag, and you're drinking out of a fucking plastic bag. And he was like, all right. He came over, had nothing on him, so I gave him a pot, and he drank out of a pot.
I don't think he finished it, but...
He didn't, but yeah. It's a lot of work.
Drinking out of a pan?
Yeah, it's like...
That's a tough challenge.
Yeah, I would rather just drink.
Probably just die at that point. Yeah. Maybe. My personal favorite was probably the bag of chips.
That was...
Because, like...
Was solid.
Yeah, it was my idea originally, but, you know... Tom came to show... we'll start that there. He came to play, and you know, he did it. You know, he had the best one, and that's my vote.
You guys had a favorite?
I wasn't here for most of the night, but I did see Adam's cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. That was pretty fucking sweet.
That was pretty cool.
It's a duct tape cowboy hat.
Like, yeah.
He put in the most work, I would say.
For sure.
The first time he tried it, I don't know what his logic behind it. I think he thought it was going to hold, and then he poured his Truly in it. Just starting.
I know.
Pouring through it. So, yeah, the duct tape doesn't move. I actually really liked the soup cans that we had.
Yeah.
Soup cans was a good idea.
Also probably one of the mustier things I've done in a while, considering that I may have pulled that soup can out of the garbage and I just cleaned it.
You pulled that out of the trash?
Yeah. I mean, I use a shampoo bottle.
Oh, yeah, that's the hat
same
right
day.
There.
Yeah. Love the hat.
That's musty. Stop doing that.
It smells like...
It's sterilized. Oh.
He puts it on his head first and then smells it.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Based on how fucked up you were, I'm so shocked you got to work this morning. What time did you work this morning?
Me too. 9. And I got there on time.
Yeah. How many times have you either been late to work?
You've never go to work.
I've never shown up on time. I'm always at least 3 minutes late.
And then how many times have you straight up either, like, just called in and been like, hey, I'm not coming, and it's just so unbelievable.
I've done it so many times that I'm running out of excuses. My last one was,
Saturday. When you were supposed to be at work, you were inside just drinking.
I said I had food poisoning, which I didn't. I was just hungover.
It's close enough.
I guess it's poisoning from
beverage. Yeah, dude.
I'm so sorry.
That's our every
That makes sense.
I'm so shocked you still have a job. My job would fire me.
What was the one?
My next one is going to be my dog ate my car.
What would you say your like best excuse has been so far? Like the like if the most funny one.
I had a test and it was a Sunday. It was a Sunday at 2 PM. I called him. I had work at 11. I called him at 2 and I was like, I overslept, obviously, and I was like, hey, I'm sorry I didn't come to work today. I just had 2 tests and I'm not coming. And they're like, oh, all right.
I can't believe it. That's
believable.
I wish our job was like that.
Because when I called yesterday, I told my boss that I couldn't go to work because I was sick, and there was like a 15 second awkward silence, and all he said was, "Okay." And then I went to work today only to get fired because I was like, I have to be there in order to get fired. So that's why I went to work, and I still work there. No one fired me.
Success.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
I'm actually kind of glad that my job isn't like that because I would abuse the shit out of it.
I have been.
And that's. I feel like I would do the same thing as you to a degree.
There's no way. Like whenever I worked at my job, there was this one lady. She was like, someone came in like 5 minutes late or something, and the lady was like, "If you ever do that again, you're fired." So it's like that just wouldn't work. You know?
My job's not really like that. Like they don't care if you're 5-10 minutes late, which I'm happy they are because everybody's late
right.
a little bit sometimes. I don't fuck with the people that are like, "Oh, if you're not on time or early, yeah. you're fucking fired." I don't fuck with that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like if I was. And I've been like an hour late a couple times, and my boss was pissed. Understandably.
Nice too.
Yeah.
Understandably.
Nice.
That's a good one.
It's just we have so many employees that they don't really care.
That's fair. You guys have.
See, that was the difference between my job. You have a bunch of people. We only had like 8 dudes in the warehouse, and if someone was late, then like the whole day was fucked.
Yeah. To be fair, most of the time I've been late, it's been like me and one other person, and yeah. working at a pizza place that is not enough people for a morning. Just having one, if I was to be calling to work,
yeah.
If I called into work like you did, I would get fired so quick just because of like how necessary I feel like I am in the mornings. Whereas like they're like, oh, we hired this kid just to fill a space anyway.
The problem with lying to your boss with excuses is like when it's real, it sounds fake.
It sounds worse when
like,
it's real.
Because I was at work. And I had this migraine that I couldn't even walk. And I was like, dude, they're going to think I'm lying.
Right.
Because I've done this so many times.
Especially because, like...
And I was like, I looked normal. But when I went to talk to my boss, I just made like a really sad face and in pain. And I was like, hey, I'm really sick. Can I go home?
Please, my tummy hurts.
I have a really bad headache. Because it was really bad.
Yeah.
How bad would you like on a scale of 1 to like 400? What would you put it at?
400?
Yeah, 400 is like the base for migraines because like migraines are worse than normal headaches.
Yeah, right. I'd say
right.
300.
Dude, that's fucking. That's,
yeah,
that's a migraine.
Yeah, like when I woke up, I took a shower and like I went blind.
You poop and yoink the sprinkler before that too, or no?
Like, I go blind before I have migraines, so.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a good day. I was like, oh, it's going to be a good day at work today.
I was at school, and I got a migraine, and I was in the middle of class. One of my eyes just shut off, and I was like, cool.
For me, it's like around, so like I can see like the
what the fuck
center,
is
but around, it's like I can't
yeah.
see.
That happened to me all the time when I'd play hockey. I'd just get tunnel vision. And
would you like...
Didn't work out great, because then you get decked.
What about the headache?
Just makes
I've
the
never
situation
had that my entire life.
Would you have a headache? Would you get like a headache
just
after that?
Extra headache.
No, so there's like one or two times where I get a headache before it, but then like 2 hours later it would hit me.
Is it possible that I've never had a migraine?
I don't think
I have,
because these things that you guys are experiencing,
never. Like
I've
had bad headaches, but like
yeah.
I just say they're migraines because I've never experienced like a bad headache.
Yeah, like I just call really terrible headaches migraines because I assume that's what it was. I've never heard of these things.
And for me, it kind of moves.
It's pretty common for.
Like
I haven't had a headache in forever.
I have one right now from
yesterday.
This
morning.
Holy shit. When was the last time I had a headache? I'm losing my fucking marbles
don't
right
you,
now.
That's just...
No.
Oh. What about after a long night of drinking? Do you just wake up and you're fine?
No, my body is super fucking weird. I don't feel... that's why I don't get hangovers.
Which is weird, because like you're definitely old enough to like start getting hangovers. There are no kids when they're like come to college freshman year.
What the
get fuck? Blacked out on 4 Locos and then wake up the next morning just fine.
I was not anymore.
I felt amazing every morning.
Same. Yeah, like up old. Until like midway through like maybe sophomore year, I didn't ever get a hangover.
It wasn't until the end of spring last year.
That's actually
started smacking me.
That's absolutely mental. I probably have never had a migraine. Okay.
Going back to last night, me and Dylan actually had a conversation.
I was fucking stupid last night.
I mean,
was the dumbest I've ever been.
And I feel like this was, I showed up pretty late.
I don't know that.
I have the IQ of a 3-year-old, probably, if not less.
But we had a conversation, and you said that you absolutely despise Truly lemonades and Truly just any kind of seltzers. And I,
yes,
kind of on the seltzer thing, I don't really fuck with the regular seltzers, but their lemonades are really good.
The lemonades?
I don't like
the lemonades. Are good.
Oh, yeah. For some fucking, I don't know what, but some, I just don't like Truly. I love sweet stuff. Like, I have a sweet tooth. I don't fare well with, like, red wine or cranberry shit because it's too bitter. But, like, something about fucking the whatever Truly thing. Like, I'm a slut for fucking...
They're too fucking sweet.
I'm a slut for seltzers because I am a diehard White Claw. I call me basic or a bitch. You can't. I love elevated surfaces. That's just who I am. But for some reason, I just can't deal with the sweetness of a Truly. I hate it. I will kill everyone in this room before I drink another Truly.
Right, I will not
ask it. I'm kidding. It's
shit.
Just a joke.
No. But yeah, that's just shocking because, like, I feel like a lot of people don't like the Truly regular Truly seltzers. And I agree with that. I'm not a fan.
I don't even know if
I've
had
those.
I like the actual seltzers.
I'm not a fan.
I don't like the lemonades.
I'm not a fan at all.
Oh, dude.
Seltzers I like.
The lemonades are like my shit. They just hurt. Like, if there is an... Because they're expensive. They're like $18 for 12.
Dude, I got a pack of...
Someone's going to be in the comments like, $18 for 12. Fuck you, you broke boy. I don't care. I'm a college student.
Those Truly lemonades just sit the same as, like, those,
Like that fucking jungle juice we made.
Yeah, like this.
Really? That not same for me. Like, I deal pretty well with these.
I've always
like the lemonades, yeah.
But the problem for me is, like, I growing up as a kid, I've never really loved lemonade. I've only had, like, a fair share of, like, oh, this lemonade's, like, decent.
Okay,
I've never, like, I'd never go out of my way to drink
lemonade. See, I love lemonade.
You know what's good, though?
I don't know why. That's weird.
You know what's good, though?
Because I love...
Pure Stills.
I haven't had those yet.
Fulton's. All my Fulton fans out there.
They're like a flat...
Titties.
White Claw. It's like a flat White Claw.
See, that's why I don't think
and
I like them, because I like the carbonation.
It literally tastes like water, and you can just down that.
Same thing with Fulton's.
It's 5-something percent alcohol.
Yeah,
it's more than Bush Light, and they're cheaper, too.
Not sponsored. This podcast is not sponsored by Bush Light.
So,
yet.
Or Coors.
Yet.
So, yeah, Pure Stills, I love them.
You should
try
the... Have you tried Buzzwater? I don't like it. I tried it. It's literally just
We need to get thick water.
Let's get some thick water.
No, we have to. We're all going to take a shot of
it. Is
it?
That shit tastes like cum.
Like, we should have you had it?
How do you know?
I can imagine.
No, he's had his fair share of cum. We know it. Like, that's obvious.
It definitely has the texture, which scares me. But I think...
Oh,
I
watching that shit being poured into like a glass
I've
is just...
I've never seen
that barstool thing of them...
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. I've had black water.
That just tastes like normal. I've had that too.
Like if you close your eyes and you drink it, it's like, oh yeah, I'm drinking water. But if you're looking at it, you're expecting coffee or
super
Coke
unsettling.
Or it is really weird.
Oh my god, like the fucking party last night. This has nothing to do with water, but for some reason, every time like his soap bottle. Every time I'd, like, go for a drink, it'd be, like, my body would, like, reject the idea just because, like, subconsciously, it's like, don't drink that.
And
because
it's soap. I told him he should have just pulled up with a bottle of soap and just, like, he would have only gotten one person, but it would have been
really I literally had the same shampoo at home.
Why
it would
have
been so funny
weird.
If you just pulled up with a bottle of that and, like, introduced it as, like, liquor and then just gave someone some more. And
you have two, right? You walk in with the drink, like, you're hiding the soap and you're drinking the first one, like, oh, everyone knows it's booze. You want some? And everyone's like, oh, my God, soap. Fuck right in the
That'd
mouth.
That'd be so fucked up, but
every
also just so funny.
That'd be awesome.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, but no, about the, I had a comment about that. Yeah, the black water, it's like... When I had COVID, if your eyes are open, it feels like you have COVID. If you drank black water right now and you didn't know it was black water, you thought it was something else, you'd be like, oh, I have COVID, fuck. Because I cannot taste this.
Yeah,
that's insane.
There was a pickle, there was this chick on, I think it was on Barstool, I don't remember. This chick was drinking like all sorts of fucking gross shit and she was like, water? Water.
Oh yeah,
water?
I saw that.
Yeah,
and she was drinking like
pickle juice,
vodka, and it was like,
that's fucking.
I saw a great one where the guy drank that kind of stuff, pickle juice,
apparently.
Milk, all that shit, and then he gets, they're all labeled, and he gets the last one.
That's dad shit.
I just saw the same TikTok. I left.
That's dad shit.
That one was.
That's what dad
separate.
Shit.
Dads.
dad's shit?
Yeah.
It's not just shit. Like, was, how does he
it,
know?
It was it's lined up. It was a joke. Dad. It was like, it was a TikTok and it was all joke and it was like making a joke about people not COVID, being able to taste anything on COVID.
Shout out to COVID. Thanks so much for fucking ruining our lives.
Yeah, no, but. Dope. So, thanks. Yeah, he had all these things up. It was like water, hot sauce, vodka, and then last one's dad's shit. And he's like, that's dad's shit. That's like, that's the only that's one he funny. Knew.
I laughed pretty hard. So, at that. By the way, we all had COVID together as a group, as a family.
Not because we're owned.
Yeah, the party, there weren't like a ton of people there. You know, we followed the guidelines and this and that, but, you know, we like to get down and dirty sometimes when it comes to booze.
We don't need a crowd to be degenerate.
Yeah, no, I was. I was, you know, like toddlers just run around screaming. That's me. Last night I would take a couple shots and then go run around and yell for an hour and then take some more shots.
It was very annoying.
Oh, speaking about last night, yeah, I know it was super annoying. Blacked out because I wanted to, right? Of course, that was the goal. We ate about like 3 ramens. I don't even know how many we actually made or what the food was, but I woke up sweating, right? And I had a dream earlier. But I don't really remember it, but I remember it feeling really good. And then I looked down, I was like, what the fuck? Why are my pants wet? I pissed myself. It was fucking dope. No, the dream. I was, wait, what did you say?
Was it midday? Like today?
Yeah, no, this morning, I peed. Oh. I woke up and I peed myself.
Oh, yeah, you woke up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
I've done that on your couch.
You do that on this couch? Yeah. Fucking where?
Dude, every
when?
No.
When?
During quarantine, you would come over.
Which chair? What the fuck? I never knew this.
I actually didn't.
I woke up like this on the couch. Wait, it was that night you peed?
Yeah.
I remember because you... Oh, no.
I got out of there so fast. It's like
the video because you were like half on, half not. And no, because... Like, so funny.
Every time this motherfucker would come over, like during quarantine, because... We quarantined together, okay, kind of. We didn't party, the way. We just all... Like,
masks included, probably. They probably had masks.
And then he would come over, we would drink, and he would get so drunk that he would pass out on the couch, and I'd be like, dude, I might have to call an ambulance tonight. And I would think that every single night.
That's fucking
this
terrifying.
This guy gets blacked out, and he passes out, and no matter what you do, he will not wake up.
I think that's normal.
I think it is. No,
I don't know.
There was a straight
man.
Yeah, you're the same way. You don't wake
straight
up
and you didn't wake up.
Let's talk about
that. That's what I was saying. Is like there was a span of, I don't remember how long it was, but like you would always just pass out and I'd be like, do you think he's okay? And then like when everyone would go to sleep, I would just come downstairs and be like, hey. Yeah, he's breathing. It's fine. It's fine.
I always put my fingers in front of your nose, see if you're breathing.
Yeah, yeah. Nose. And like in the next, like the morning after.
That's awful.
I would just like. I would just like open the door to see if he was just like not on his fucking back, throw up in his throat. You know, I just gotta make sure.
Let me die peacefully, please.
Like, so sorry if you know anybody or whatever. Like to the viewers that might or not watch this, but fuck.
I'm not.
That's
sorry.
Tough.
I'd like to talk about Friday a little. No, was it Saturday? Who knows? It was Friday. When did I straighten hair? Was that Saturday night?
That was Saturday night, yeah.
Alright, yeah. So.
No, that was Friday night.
I think
Saturday
it was.
Night. No, it was Friday night.
It's a good thing we remember. Holy shit, boys. Fuck.
When did I. So I didn't work on Sunday.
See ya.
Yeah, I was sober on a Saturday.
Yeah. When did I not
sober
work?
Sober Saturday, right?
You worked Saturday morning, didn't you?
Today's Monday.
Oh, so it was Sunday.
So
I
drank
work.
From, was it Wednesday? Did we drink on Tuesday? Did we drink on Tuesday?
Probably.
I don't think we did because, it was Wednesday till the night.
I didn't drink here till Thursday.
Like, I get it. I drink. I'm sick as fuck or whatever, but.
What
the fuck? Dude? This is a, I'm on a streak of days right now. I could black it if I wanted tonight.
Sneaky
bit. I don't know. If the neighbors come over, I probably
I could black out if I wanted to.
So, this past weekend, I can't determine exactly what day it was yet, but I created a mafia, and if you know us and you're watching this, you are now a part of that mafia.
No, don't.
No, the whole, we need a fucking Saturday Alert Mafia.
Yeah, Saturday Alert Mafia. If you see this man, Cal, passed out, at a party, it is your responsibility to fuck with him in some way. Don't harm him.
Please don't.
But like doing minor things, like this weekend, the way that this started is me and one of our friends straightened his hair, and he has very curly hair. He's Italian, obviously. So we straighten his hair. Do small things like that. Don't tattoo his face. But that is now the responsibility of the Saturday Alert Mafia.
We're going to shave his head.
That's going to be one of those. I want to do that.
That's going to be funny.
But yeah, if you're watching this, you are now part of it.
Also, a little bonus for the comment section. If you know his drunk alter ego name, which many of you might, then we'll give you a little surprise.
We'll give you $700.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's like the smallest prize.
That's not legally. That's not legally binding. But okay.
We have TVs that we can give you, so I'll be chill. I'll be chill.
Yeah, Cal works somewhere that sells TVs for good prices.
Shut the. No, he works at Walmart. No. You can just scan it as a tomato and walk out. It's fine.
Oh, it's not Walmart. All right, it's not Walmart. It's.
We're not gonna talk about that. We don't want to.
We don't disclose that kind of information. Classified. Yeah. Speaking of classified information, what the fuck is the monolith about? Like, have you guys seen that fucking
the what?
The Mick monolith, the NCT. Fucking internet meme on Twitter. It's like there's like one version of it in the fucking toilet.
Well, it's gone now.
Did it disappear?
Well, one of them, the one in Utah, because that's original. Just in case you don't know what we're talking about, this monolith, which if you don't know what that shape that
it's like
is,
like a silver chocolate bar, pretty much.
Yeah, showed up in the desert of Utah, out of nowhere. And instantly, every conspiracy theorist is like, "This is aliens. Yeah. This is blank. Whatever."
Honestly, everything's a fucking lie. Don't trust anybody. It's like we're not a political party.
So
apparently,
one
wrong.
Showed up in like
shot out wet denim.
The in Europe somewhere.
Yeah. So
what?
Yeah. There's like four or five of them now. There's one over in Britain. There's one somewhere else in Europe, and then there's one in Cali.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
There's one in Scotland.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that's maybe what I heard. Yeah. But yeah, there's like four or five of them now. And I feel like, honestly, it's probably just somebody who has got like connections in certain places that's just fucking with people.
That's a lot of effort for nothing.
It's pretty weird.
They're getting a lot of attention.
There's some fucking dumb shit
for
out
what?
There, man.
Are they making money? No. Are they, are they famous? No.
That's fair.
It's like, so like...
It's like the fucking...
No, so you're like... So whoever's... If it's like...
It is like...
If it's a joke, probably. Then like it's the biggest troll ever.
Can I see that?
Like,
you know like the artist that...
I know an artist.
That he would always... He wouldn't tell... What's his name?
Banksy.
Banksy. Like, maybe it's like Banksy.
Cool, I got it.
Shit, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
What did he do? I honestly completely...
Banksy would always put up art that he would make... Yeah. And then without anybody seeing him.
I mean, this is a stretch to... I mean, anything can be called art, but...
Yeah, but that's...
He's still never... I don't even know if he's been seen.
Is that art? Like, it's just a piece of metal in the middle of nowhere?
Could be.
Yeah, but who... When you make art, you're supposed to show people. Mm-hmm. If you just put
it
in
have
the
to.
Desert...
How did these... Does anyone know how the first one got found at all?
It like, low-key, I think me jerking off in my room is pretty much...
So they were flying...
You gotta put the label on it.
On a helicopter. So...
What? It's beautiful. Like, the sweat that comes down my legs. Nah, I'm talking about me jerking off. It's more important. after I finish...
What?
So when I get to the climax, then you can speak. I just think it's graceful when I jerk off. Because, like, the sunlight beams down to my penis.
All right, so they found... So how they found the monolith, right? They were flying... And they saw like a piece of metal in the middle of nowhere, and they're like, "Oh, what the fuck is that?" So they landed the helicopter, and they're like, "Oh, again, what the fuck is that?" And it went viral.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is a weird thing.
I would say that's pretty much art, because we could literally go get some fucking steel or whatever the fuck it's made of, and just like spray paint it and put it in the middle of Grand fucking Forks, and just be like, "Oh my god." One's here too. And everyone will be like, "Oh my god, put it on our stool. These guys are crazy."
So like, with the amount of followers we're going to have after this episode, we can do that.
Yeah.
Just put one in
all
Grand
10
Forks.
Of you. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It.
But yeah, no, we Shout should out. Do that. We should put a monolith in Grand Forks and
merch
just tell nobody
soon.
About it.
You've been getting way ahead of ourselves.
People here would lose their shit about it.
Yeah, but the problem is like once this goes public, they're going to know it's us. So we...
I mean, still... Then we get accused for the rest of them.
Oh, dude, that'd be fucking sick.
Wow, you're a fucking genius.
And you know,
but
nothing
it was
ever...
What?
Guys, it was us. We did it.
Yeah, we totally... We did them all.
We went to Europe and wherever...
Because we have that kind of money.
I went to Utah.
Are we even allowed in Europe right now?
I went to Nebraska.
Restrictions against us? I feel like
probably.
It was a waste of time.
Can't go to Canada. It's an hour away.
No, we can.
We can?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that they hadn't left it.
Only essential travel.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to put a monolith. We'll tell them it's art.
Drinking is essential.
Hey, I have a monolith.
Can you tell?
I have a monolith. Let me in. What's
the, they're what's like, the process oh, right of away. Taking
I understand. Have a good day.
What's the process of taking that across the border? They're just scanning your cardinals, and they just see this massive chunk of metal. Yeah, we're going to be pulling you into a secondary. That's just,
they're going to be like, oh, it's them. They're the ones putting them everywhere.
Just haul in my jewel.
Massive. The world. God's
that's my jewel.
We should buy a silver jewel and then take a picture of it and then angle it perfectly like there's a monolith here.
Yeah.
Everybody come
dude,
check
I
it
have
out.
A silver jewel.
That'd be funny as fuck. But yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's perfect.
I'd like to talk a little bit about marijuana laws this week. I mean.
Yeah, I don't have much of a grip on that situation, so you're going to take the reins on this one.
Well, so, if you don't know, the House of Representatives passed a bill, or voted on a bill.
Non-political podcast.
To decriminalize marijuana federally. Obviously, this still has to get through the Senate and then get past the president.
Do you think Trump smokes weed?
Every day?
I don't know.
Maybe. Obama's got a blaze.
Just like Bush. Dude.
He's got
Obama definitely.
Why?
There was
pictures in college. What's up?
I don't know if Trump. I don't know if Trump blazes.
No.
Yeah. I can't see it.
He's just ripping on his golf course. Just
of course
smoking
he doesn't. He's.
That guy's a fucking rod.
This bowl is
no witch.
But yeah, so
this
anyway.
This is a fat bowl.
That happened. That's progress. I mean, I feel like at this point in the country, marijuana just needs to be at least decriminalized. Maybe not legalized everywhere.
Oh, what was that NBA thing that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, and even the NBA, which for forever has gotten people in trouble for smoking pot, they're not even testing for it anymore, which is huge.
That's dope. I wish I could be a basketball player, probably. That'd be sweet.
Yeah,
I don't smoke, but if I was a basketball player, I'd probably smoke because I play basketball.
Yeah, honestly, if I played any sports, I probably would smoke a shit ton just because of the amount of stress on the body.
I'm so glad I don't play sports anymore.
I'm so glad I've never played sports.
You fished though, right?
I did fish. Right. I was a boxer for a while. So.
Yeah, he won every fight but
one.
Let's
see your moves, bro.
So glad people are going to be able to see that.
Definitely. Speaking of boxing.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Tits,
oh, yes.
Dude.
Floyd
okay,
and Logan
okay. Wait a imagine how much money would you get paid to get like a solid fucking, just a jaw hit from Floyd Mayweather? Like,
if nothing's permanent, I would pay. And
no, how much would you, like, how low of money would you want?
I mean, I would go for
a
like
solid
a mil.
Is it a permanent thing to your face? Or is
no, dude, it's
just
a
like
punch from Floyd Mayweather. Like,
it's not permanent. It's just, you're going to
knock you
could,
out.
It's going to knock
you out.
Knocks me out. I get a bruise for a week.
Yeah. I don't know about a week.
That already
happened
to you.
For like $100.
$100? Dude.
I mean, I would do it for like $100,000.
Minimum, I
what?
Would do it
I would do it
for like
okay,
$500.
Dude,
I mean,
you have to think
like
about
the
medical repercussions that are going to come
Mayweather,
after that.
Like,
get that tattoo.
What a legend.
You're concussed forever.
You're going to get, you're definitely going to get a migraine. Like, probably.
You won't be playing.
Like, do you have to like put your face out and get knocked out?
No, you box. It's a fight.
Okay. If it's a fight, then like you could be prepared and get a little knocked.
No, but when he knocks you out, it's going to be clean. You are not going to know.
I would fight Mayweather for $100 because it's Mayweather, dude. You're fighting Mayweather. I
honestly
don't
care. If we could get Mayweather on this podcast,
I would
podcast,
do it for free.
That'd
even.
Be pretty cool. I don't really love the guy. I'm more of a Manny Pacquiao guy myself, but
bars.
Would definitely
bars.
See him because like hometown roots, you know, I've been there
but
before.
But that's the kind of the way I'm looking at this Logan Paul Floyd situation is like you always see those
how
things.
Do they line that up even? Like does anyone know anything?
They
like,
both want money and they're
like,
going to make a ass of
how,
money off of it.
I don't understand how like Floyd's like, "Oh, I'll box him." Like, how did Logan Paul
money.
Of all people get it?
Money, and what's he going to do? If I was Logan Paul, I would lean my face out like as far out as I could and just get knocked out right away. You know how much money he's going to make off of
it? But you make
that?
More money.
If no, you make, if
you make more
going.
Money.
I would just
he's
run.
Not,
I would
he's,
just like
he's not going to beat Floyd.
Right.
No,
he's not
going to
beat
no,
Floyd. So, honestly, I would just want to get it over with as quickly.
No, we should start making bets now.
The
we should start putting money on it
is,
now.
The more money you
so then, like, our followers could do that too.
Oh, I didn't know that. I
yeah.
thought you just
the
lo- it was
yeah they
like
they make money per like second.
Oh damn. Okay, then I would run.
Dude, I would just run in circles. Just...
I mean, he's gonna catch up.
I'm fast eventually, but like get as many. That's like you're making $100K a second, just fucking.
Like it was the same thing with McGregor and Mayweather. Like
They boxed, right?
That
was fucking the worst. Shout out Conor McGregor.
He's not a boxer, dude.
We're not sponsored by proper whiskey or anything. I'd love to be, but,
He's not a boxer, and he lost that fight.
I'd love to be.
He really lost that fight.
I mean, yeah,
but he made so much money. He ended up winning the fight, both of them, because I would love to have, come on, man.
He probably had sex when he went home, too, right?
Probably.
I mean, that's always possible.
I haven't had sex. I've never had sex. It's a joke. I've never had it. It's always
true. We're all virgins.
Yeah. But yeah, you see all these things on social media. It's like, how much money would it take for you to do this? I feel like Logan Paul has probably found that number. There's obviously going to be a minimum amount of money that he's going to make in this fight just based on how many people are going to buy it on pay-per-view. Right. He's going to make us so much money. I think he found the right number.
I hate those guys. Logan and Jake, they suck.
Oh, I fucking despise them too.
The funny thing is, I used to like him when he was a Vine star. Really? Before he was famous.
Yeah, me too.
Because he was good. He was
funny.
Content. And then, I don't know. He just, went down the shitter. Right. Made fun of the dude, committing suicide.
That was bad.
And then he started making fucking really the roast videos that were just cringy. His rap videos.
Ever since the
one with 21 Savage.
Japan.
Did you see where he roasted teachers?
Yeah, he made a music video of roasting teachers, and it was dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
fuck school.
Jake Paul.
No, but
that was Jake.
Yeah.
But I barely know.
If I had to choose between Jake,
he's the one that did the
Logan,
carpool.
I'm definitely choosing.
I would choose Logan.
Dude, Jake fucks so much worse.
Yeah.
I feel like Logan being his brother just alone on that, he's an accessory.
I want to know the demographic of their fans. Who actually
young white kids? I feel like
as a person with a brain, even
now they're just a meme almost.
Yeah,
that's the only way they're making their content.
If any of you ever walked in on me watching a Jake Paul video unironically,
shoot me in the face. Don't even think about it.
Beat me up. If I'm actually
cut my dick
watching,
off. I don't care. My dick's tiny anyways. So just cut it off.
Next fight, Q against Logan Paul
or even Jake Paul. He probably would beat the shit.
Oh yeah, he's huge. The guy's huge.
He can box and he is huge, but I don't like him as a person.
Right.
But I do have the smallest amount of respect for the fact that he's willing to just get the shit kicked out of him by Floyd Mayweather.
Michael Jordan.
Dude, I heard Michael Jordan's getting in the ring soon. It's gonna be sick.
Man.
He's fighting Shaq.
Shaq just bodies him.
I can't believe the fucking Tyson fight went into a draw.
That was shitty.
I didn't watch it, but I was just upset to hear about it. They're old, we get it. They're easers, and they're boomers.
But I heard knockouts were not allowed, because you could see Mike Tyson not
punching.
He was holding back on punches.
He was.
There was so much.
How do you control
Tyson could fuck the shit out of him. It's Mike Tyson.
Have you guys seen the Mike Tyson video where he's like, "I'll suck your dick," and he says the F word. I'm not gonna say it. I'm laughing right now.
Say I'm gonna fuck you till
imagine Bars. You are in front of Mike Tyson. He's he's gonna fuck the shit out of you. That would be terrifying.
I would be I'm getting fucked tonight.
I'm actually going to die even if I try, he
won't stop. So I might as well just let him.
Admit me to the hospital before he even does this, because I will need it immediately afterwards. That's so scary.
But so that's pretty much all we have. We're gonna go into a.
We're gonna wrap this one.
Yeah, we'll wrap this one.
Rose and Thorns.
Yeah, Rose and Thorns.
Yeah, this isn't a fraternity or anything, but it's a similar.
So basically, we're gonna each name something that we're happy that happened this week. We're gonna name something that wasn't as great this week, just to wrap up, and then we'll get out of here. So we'll start with Dylan.
I'm gonna give the rose to probably just blacking out, because I love alcohol. I'm not an alcoholic or anything, but I love getting a little stupid, getting dummied. And then the thorn to it not being the weekend anymore, but I'm still gonna have a good time. So nothing really bad happened. Oh, thorn to me peeing. Actually, it's a rose. I peed my pants. That was sick. And I don't pee. I've never done it before, and I'm not one to pee my pants often. But that was a cool experience for me. We're currently in the middle of doing laundry, so. Yeah.
Rose, still having a job.
Mm.
Thorn, still having a job, because I just want to party, dude. Can I party?
This guy's a fucking animal. I want you guys to know that Cal is
a fucking animal. I'm a manimal.
He's an animal.
I'm going to give a rose out to Cal's curly hair and when it wasn't curly.
Straight.
That was I never saw it straight. I'm so sad.
Once we get like our social media rolling, we're going to post pictures of his straight hair.
I have pictures. Don't worry.
Oh, I have plenty. They're terrible.
So I'm going to give a rose to that. And then
the mafia. Shout out to the mafia.
To the way I felt pretty much every single morning since like Wednesday. Because I think starting Wednesday night, I started getting fucked up. I'm quite a sneaky bender going right now.
Mm, me too.
So like since Thursday morning, every morning, I've just felt not awesome. This morning wasn't bad because I didn't go too hard last night. It was a Sunday. But yeah, just that. Eli, what do you got?
I got a rose to this actually fucking starting. This is going to be lit.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot.
We've been talking about this for a little while.
You know? I got another rose to just be able to get fucked up last night.
Oh, shout out to the Vikings. That was fucking dope.
That was cool. They almost lost, though.
Yeah, Dan Bailey, get your shit together, dude. Bailey. I love you, Justin.
But I got a thorn. Just to school. And having to do shit other than drink.
Yeah, we're almost done. We're almost done for the semester.
Right.
Christmases are coming. I don't know why I said that. Fuck.
I got a rose to planes because they give me giant, huge erections.
I like juicy, big erections too. Planes throbbing are so cocks. Cool. Like 18 naked cowboys. Pretty fun.
But on a real note,
not sponsored by Ram.
I gotta give a thorn to seasonal depression.
Yeah.
On a real note.
It's very real.
On a very real note.
Mm-hmm. To all the homies out there that are struggling, we feel you because we are too. But if you get a nice case of Bush and a nice handle of Car Cop, yeah, we're trashy. We're
degenerates. And a bitch.
Yeah, 12
don't
hours
get bitches. We don't.
Bitches are another thorn.
We respect women. Wait. Obviously. I just want to respect
hey, girls shit watch this. Out of women.
The only B word I call women is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's a chunk of it.
I think that's going to wrap it up. Thank you for watching. Leave a like and subscribe.
Yeah, see we're Saturday Alert. Hope you have a good one.